Almost Live from Nigel, it's time for this week's Armour Newspapers podcast.
Hello, I'm Katie Kitchener and welcome to this week's Isle of Man Newspapers podcast, Almost Live from Nigel. This week, organ donation, toys and a Kush update. To try to give you a taster of this and some of the other news that has been hitting the headlines in our print titles and online at iomtoday.co.im, I'm joined by newshounds Sam Turton.
Hello.
And Jess Ward.
Hello.
And I'm not Andy Dalrymple, who
what?
Is not here for 2 weeks.
Because he's a daddy!
He has had a baby, not himself physically, but he is with child now.
Yeah, it's like the Arnold Schwarzenegger film, you know. Have you seen that?
Junior.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah, so I think some listeners will be disappointed. Maybe Michael Joseph, because he'll have to listen to my dulcet tones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But how is everyone this week? Have you had a good week, Sam?
Oh,
did you have a baby?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
Just checking.
I haven't been around the maternity ward just to check, but no, I definitely, as far as I know,
see if
I
any of them
yeah.
are already rolling a cigarette and
yeah,
wearing
a
Liverpool shirt.
Cigarette, little beards, like, you never know.
Jess, good one.
Let that pause hang in the air.
Good week, Jess.
Yeah, it's been quite a good week. As usual, as we always say, we're very busy in the newsroom. I've not been to, like, anything exciting, such as the Conquer Championship that I went to last time, so
I mean that might be the highlight of your year.
I think I'm done.
It's over now.
I've reached my peak, haven't I?
It's all downhill. Yeah, we are under very strict instructions today to speed this along so Sam can get to the airport. Where are you going, Sam?
Down to London for the weekend. Yeah.
Okay. What were you doing in London?
I got to see Jonathan Pye. He's a comedian,
wonderful
teacher,
yes.
And Paul Merton on Sunday night, and of course watching England beat.
Oh.
South Africa in the Rugby World Cup final on Saturday morning.
Excellent. And you'll be sending us a postcard, I presume.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah. Will you be doing one of those online ones with, like, a picture of you in front of Westminster or Big Ben? Or
no,
in a pub, more likely?
Probably not. I'll just get one from somewhere.
Okay.
Right, yeah. I've got stamps in my wallet ready, though, so...
Oh, he is prepared.
You are very prepared. Yeah, it's a disappointing week on the postcard front for all of us. No postcards have come to Isle of Man newspapers this week.
Mrs. Kitchen needs to go on more holidays.
She's off to Derby this weekend, but I don't know if she'll be sending a postcard from Derby.
Oh.
Darbados.
She should. I think so.
As it's definitely
because you sent one from... Where was the place that you went to in England?
Whitby.
That's a very picturesque, lovely place, though.
I suppose.
Yeah. Derby's like for people who don't want to live in Nottingham, basically. Isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. Okay, so what has been happening in this week's newspapers from the Isle of Man newspapers?
Well, Katie, from this week's newspapers at the Isle of Man newspapers, there's actually been loads of stuff this week. I mean, we've had a resignation of an Onkin commissioner. There's the prom works taking longer. Freedom Travels back up and going with Jan.
Woohoo!
There's hunks in their trunks.
Oh, yes, there are.
And there's a really hot one story on the front page of The Independent about a little lad who needs stem cell treatment, which is magnificent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've gone for is Daniel's bill, which is organ donation, which is a private member's bill from Garth MHK Martin Perkins.
Okay.
Who he wants to change the rules relating to consent on organ donation. So, you know, you get your driving licence at the bottom, that's a thing, you can have me eyes, whatever.
Yes.
He wants to change it to an opt-out system as opposed to opt-in.
Yes.
Which...
Yeah.
I think realistic is probably quite a good idea. I'm not actually on the list because I don't want to tick them boxes.
Really?
I just find it sort of like condemning myself a little bit.
Okay.
And
I'm definitely in favour of this change. I think I've got everything ticked to donate. But yeah, I have no problems with using any parts that can be used after I'm gone. Mm. Definitely.
Yeah, well, that's what this is about. This he's named after a teenager called Daniel Boyd, who died in 2007.
Yeah.
So he died in a car accident, but his organs were donated to people, and his mum, Diane Taylor, she's done a lot of work for organ donation out of Man, and really she's been quite like a driving force behind a lot of this.
She's like one of the main people behind the memorial garden at Nobles, isn't she?
Yeah, and I think this is a fantastic story, and it's... You know, one of the things that you look at and go, why have we not been doing this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it really is one of them. I think it's got the bill's going to be introduced next month, Towskis. It's private members' bill, so for those who remember how the abortion bill went through, it'd be similar sort of thing to that, how it worked. But yeah, that's coming forward. And
what I thought was really nice is that they're looking to name the bill in memory of Daniel. I thought it was quite nice to pay that tribute to him. And well, I suppose since his death, you know, it sounds maybe a bit morbid, but a lot of good has come out of it. You know, he's been able to save so many people's lives. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So if people want to read more about Daniel's bill, where can they do that, Sam?
That was on page 2 of the Examiner, which is still in shops, or of course on Andy's third favourite tab.
Digital editions.
That's the one.
On our website, iomtoday.co.im. Hey, Jess, there's something happening in Port St Mary?
There is, yes. So there's a planning application that's been happening in Port St Mary. So Haven Homes has submitted their kind of planning application to turn the railway station at Port St Mary into a toy museum.
So, any particular reason why toys?
I'm not too sure. Sam, you've covered this story yourself, but all I know so far is that it's for a toy museum, but also they're going to possibly have transport displays, office space, and that they'll just be functioning as a normal 9 to 4pm museum 6 days a week. But we've not yet spoken to Haven Homes about it, but we're aware that it's happening. I just was quite curious to think of, like, what would you think about having a toy museum in Isle of Man?
Well, we've one of you brought this up at the in the editorial meeting the other week, and there was an overwhelming, you know, response of quite a lot of toys are creepy. Yeah. Like, we're thinking dolls, porcelain dolls, strange face ones.
Yeah,
I would not want to go to a museum of them.
No, I find the whole idea really creepy. Yeah. Because I just think they're kind of childhood toys should just be chucked away. I get that.
All right, look Toy Story.
I get that you can look at them and you can find out more about, like, the history behind the toys, but also, you know, what people were interested in back in the day. But yeah, just like rocking horses, I'm just imagining them like swinging on their own,
in the corner of the empty museum.
Yeah, little doll heads.
Toy Story 4 would have been a very different film of your childhood toys, wouldn't it? Toy Story 4 buzzes upside down in a landfill.
We'll need another 100 years to disintegrate.
Is it bad to say that I don't get the whole obsession with Toy Story?
Have you actually seen any of the films?
Oh, of course I have.
Oh, yeah. You have, okay.
But everybody just goes mental for them.
You didn't get emotional at the end of 3.
No. The bit where the 3 aliens were about to burn alive.
No, that was spoiler alert.
Sorry, guys.
But no, that's not what happens. The 3 aliens are the ones using their claw. No?
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, but they weren't about to burn. Somebody else.
Oh.
They're all holding hands going down.
See, that's how much I care about it. I just don't remember it at all.
Do you watch any Pixar films?
Yeah.
Do you have a heart?
I do. Oh, is Up.
That's
I love that film.
Yeah.
That's so good.
It's traumatising, but very good.
Yeah. But I don't know. I do appreciate Tom Hanks. I'll say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think we all do.
Yeah. I mean, that guy.
Uncle Tom.
What a man.
So, anyway, back to a toy museum.
I imagine this is something you're very excited about.
Well, you see, I went to a toy museum in Wisconsin last year. A couple of years ago. And they had all this American toys there and all that, right? And for some reason, in one room, they had a TARDIS filled with British toys.
Okay.
British toys are very different to American toys.
Yeah.
A lot less guns, I found. Maybe coincidental, I don't know. So that was quite weird, but it's just, I quite like the idea, because you can also, the plan is to, like, a model sort of exhibition as well, which can be quite cool if they're done well. You know, when you look at the time and dedication people put into them, they can be quite cool. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose it's very much a, we'll wait and see. Well, whether it is accepted, but also if it is up and running, how it's going to look and what kind of creepy toys are going to be in there.
It probably will look brilliant, but there is that line between creepy forgotten toy place and showcasing some of the bigger toys throughout history for British children.
Again, I think you're confusing a museum and Scooby-Doo. But, I mean, we're hitting the references this week, aren't we? Toy Story, Scooby-Doo.
I do think it's quite an exciting thing for the island. It's just so different to anything else that we've got here. So I think that will intrigue a lot of people, and I think it could be really popular. And also, it's down south. I mean, an excuse to go down south.
Exactly.
It's always nice, yes.
So where can people read about these plans for a toy museum?
So they can read this in the Examiner, which came out on Tuesday on page 21.
Excellent. So, Jess, I believe you have a Kush the Red Panda update for us.
I do. So it's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Two weeks, and he is still missing.
Is he still alive?
Well,
is this footage, bad news?
Footage suggests that he is still well alive. And also bits of food are left around the park has been eaten.
So he's going back to eat food, but not back to his enclosure.
No, I think he's starting to realise how good life is on the other side.
Yeah.
But
embracing the freedom.
I think so, yeah. So I got in touch with the park, and they've sent their response to it, because I said, it's been 2 weeks, are you not concerned? And they said, of course we're concerned, we're continuing our efforts. But they said that at this time of year, there's a lot of food out there that he can find. So
yeah,
I finally had a look at what red pandas actually eat. So it's like red berries and small mammals. Like, I didn't realise
so
they
eat
birds.
So he could be friends with you, like out foraging for berries to
yeah,
make
we could
cakes.
Have a great time.
Yeah. not the small birds.
No. I also spoke to one of the neighbours of Kurrigs Wildlife Park, and he was explaining how he set up the nature camera that
caught
captured.
Him, yeah.
Yeah. So he's also hoping to get a drone with thermal imaging to help track him down.
The Wildlife Park shared that on Facebook, this guy is wanting to do it, and they used a little cartoon Kush as the sort of animal that you could find.
Yeah. So, I mean, it'd be pretty cool if that went ahead. But I was having a great chat with this guy, and he was telling me how he has a lot of resident wallabies in his backyard. And,
of course.
And he also, when he said a week after he moved in, a flamingo was just, like, chilling out.
These seem like very Manx issues to have.
Yeah,
just very. Having wallabies and flamingos and a red panda.
Absolutely.
Out
you
in
just
your garden.
Wouldn't get it anywhere else, would you?
No, definitely not. You're listening to the Isle of Man Newspapers podcast, almost live from Nigel. Sam, do you want to take us to sports?
Yeah, I mean, cheers to Andy for being off and leaving me with sports, because I only found out I was doing it when I read the script. So, TT 2020 is starting on Sunday, the 31st of May next year, which is brilliantly started off with the headline on the back page of The Independent as The Sabbath Start. Which yeah. was a sports editor John Watson special. They've moved from the Saturday start of TT to the Sunday.
Okay.
To give them essentially more time, get things going.
But so practice week still starts on
the Sunday. TT's like a week later this year. It's not that.
Really? Because that changes my holiday plans for my birthday.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh. TT starts at the end of the last week of May. It doesn't include the last week of May. It starts at the last week of May. Which everybody knew about last year, except for you and producer Em, by the look on your faces.
So
producer Em is definitely up to date on it. It's fine.
Absolutely.
So how badly does that affect you then?
No, it just means I might not have to work on my birthday.
Oh, okay, that's great. Yeah. That's fine.
Because if not, I'd be out selling TT news to wonderful spectators.
I mean, it's a great job, but it's your birthday. You can't do that to yourself.
Gonna spend my money. Anyway.
So
that's happening. Also, the other thing on the back page of the Indie was 3 long-held Manx running records were all broken within hours of each other.
By the same person?
No.
Oh.
That'd be impressive if one person...
It'd be very impressive. Anyway. That's why it's making the news this week.
Nope. Ollie Lockley, he has absolutely smashed the... that's the one there, Jess is holding in front of me. The Manx half marathon record. He did that out...
In Valencia.
Out in Valencia.
Valencia. Yeah, it looks really, really sunny there.
Sunny, sunny Valencia.
Spain, famous for its sun. after that, we had Rachel Franklin, who is a runner. Lives up in Oncombe, I think. She still does, anyway. She beat a 28-year-old record, which has stood in the women's 10K. And then David Malarkey took 32 seconds off Keith Gerrard's under-20 record, also at the Leeds 10K. And that had stood for since 2005. So a hell of a day for the running community, getting out and as they do.
Enjoying that fresh air.
And smashing records.
That's the one.
Brilliant. Okay, so if you want to read any more sports stories in our papers, we've got Final Whistle. Where can they read that, Sam?
They can read that in the Examiner on Tuesday. They can have their sports preview for the weekend ahead on Thursdays and the stuff in the Courier. And, of course, you can get the results for the Manx football and hockey and rugby online.
And rugby.
At iomtoday.co.in.
Amazing. I feel like we've done a good Andy work here promoting sport.
Yeah, oh, that's at 5 p.m.
He would be very proud.
5 p.m. on Saturdays, I should probably mention that one, yeah. That's your footy, your hockey, your rugby, all that. 5 p.m. on a Friday. On a Saturday, rather. On the website. Boom.
And then you've also got Manx Footy Podcast. Oh, so much.
But yeah. They've not done that, surely, this week. Unless Andy's doing it, you know, with a baby.
It was suggested that they do it from the maternity ward. However, it didn't go down well. And apparently it was not... It was decided that Dave was not going to go do that. So they've dropped it for a couple of weeks. Which is annoying for them because they are approaching a landmark episode.
It's coming up to 100.
Yeah.
I think they're 98 at the moment.
Oh, wow. So will they have a little party for it? Do you reckon we'll be invited as fellow podcasters?
Yeah, I think so.
We should be. Anyway. Since we just invited ourselves to their birthday party, should we move on?
Okay, so where are we going back to this week, Sam?
Well, we've hopped in the DeLorean. We've had it back. It's been serviced. And we're going back to 1906.
Way back.
To the Manx Sun. It's another one of these, really. A lot of stuff that we'd have on page two, really, the weather report. They were doing, they're still doing Douglas Tide Table, which I think is quite nice. You know, you get high and low tide. But news-wise, it's not massive, except for this one, the Kingari in collision. So, the Liverpool Mercury, which is paper, obviously, in Merseyside, said there'd been a collision between the Kingari and a schooner named the, the Guildmeyer? Has anyone got better eyesight than
I? Yes, Guildmeyer.
Good. The schooner was outward bound and the Kingari was coming up to Prince's Landing Stage. And, yeah, they bang.
Clean.
Both were fine. But, yeah, they were both fine. But it was just, Kingari had received some damage, but that was not too bad. But, interestingly, I thought the Michael Serious Coast Erosion. It's amazing how some stories never go away, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, what we've done, we did some of that this year, didn't we? So it's like 113 years later. Is my maths right there?
I don't know. I didn't pick the job for maths.
Let's say my maths is right. 113 years later, we're still talking about serious coastal erosion in the Michael area.
Yeah, I haven't been to that side of the island in ages, and I went there for a walk, and I hadn't realised how bad it was. There were, fences on the top of the cliff, hanging on the side.
Sounds really safe.
Yeah, it does, yeah. But it looks pretty.
Did you pick this paper mainly because of the massive notice at the bottom of the front page, Sam?
Well, it was an important event, I suppose, wasn't it? It was the amalgamation of the Armand Times and the Manx Sun, two newspapers, as it were. We think, because we haven't been able to definitely verify, that this is just the company becoming one. The papers still existed independently for a little while.
So it's like an umbrella organisation, kind of, well, similar to what we've got here with the Examiner, Manx Independent and the Courier.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
There's not really any adverts, though.
There's not. I am missing the Sefton in the top left corner. It's not there yet.
Bostock's Reliable Boots.
You do have this one. Good value in gloves, all guaranteed. Celebrated oak tree hosiery.
There's carriage builders at the bottom right.
Oh, yeah.
Kerwin and Mullen carriage builders.
Maybe there are a lot of adverts. For your carriage needs. They just look like news stories. And then you've got one here, amateur photographers. So, negatives.
Miss Quinny, importer of British and foreign fruits.
Oh, okay.
Probably
pineapples and bananas.
Exotic.
Oh my god, I've just seen the deaths column.
Yeah. Yeah, births, marriages and deaths on the right-hand side.
It's just the way it's so casually dealt with, of deaths, corkish, very suddenly.
Yeah. And then,
Kelly,
that's all you're getting.
Just suddenly.
Suddenly.
Not very.
Just they just seem to go, yeah, we were quite surprised by this one, that was a real shock. The rest of them, we were a bit like, yeah, it was expected. But he was a surprise. I was like, imagine if we started doing that.
Grading the deaths on what a shock they are to us.
Mm-hmm. And also it's on the front page, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think this is one of the ones where they're doing the wills, is it?
No, I've been looking to see what family members are getting what things, but I can't see any of that.
Hmm.
You're listening to the Isle of Man Newspapers podcast, almost live from Nigel. So we've got Manx word of the week. Last week, it was probably the easiest word we've ever had, with muck.
Pig in muck.
Literally, it means pig.
Makes sense.
It means pig. And that did tie in to the front page of last week's This Week in History.
Yes.
Because of, obviously, the abundance of pigs.
Was it pigs robbing a bank? Was that the...
That was the cartoon, and that didn't actually happen on the island.
No. They were robbing a petrol station.
It would make a fantastic story, though.
They were robbing a petrol station.
They
were,
that's the one,
they were filling up on Manx taxpayers' money.
That's it.
Yeah. So we've got quite an easy one again this week. Is it really connected? Probably not. So do you want to give it a go, Jess?
Okay. Brasnug.
Quite nice.
Brasnug.
Equally nice. Shall we hear from Culture Vannon?
Well, before we do that, we need to hear from you, Katie.
Brasnug. Now we can hear from the professionals at Culture Vannon.
Brasnug.
Not too bad this week. Not too bad at all. I have to admit, I've been looking for our Manx slang words from way back when. So, because last week we were on the Fs. So we had figgery, which is like a foolish action or antic. And there was flidden, which is you're flirting. So Sam will be flidding his way around London.
Flid me way down London. Looking dick. Be great.
Looking dick. Yeah. So this week we're on the G's, and I love the G's so much, I'm going to split them into 2 weeks. 2 weeks of G's.
Oh, wow.
It's good times for me today. So, Sam...
Another G.
Yeah. Okay. But, Sam, do you want to give it a go in your best accent?
Goho.
Which means a lout.
Okay.
Which I also put in brackets, an uncouth or aggressive boy.
He's looking a goho.
There you go.
Does sound like I'm saying, like a Yorkshireman saying, where's my GoPro?
Okay. And the next word, which literally means, again, a lout.
How did this just become my section?
Not just like your Manx accents, but you've gone very Yorkshire now.
Okay. Gorm. You big stupid gorm. You need making a gorm of yourself like that. Look at that big lazy gorm on the set of sleep, fellas.
That's my favourite.
Gorm. Okay, and then the last one. Glout?
Glout, which is a shapeless lump of anything.
Or money.
Or money. No matter about the flout, so long as you get the glout.
That's going to be like my new motto every day at work. Making that glout.
Make a sign of it.
Make that glout rain. That's what I'm looking forward to this week. So I'm excited to continue my journey with the G's next week.
Yes, quite.
We need Andy back in the office.
I haven't had so much fun with a G since it was Ali.
Ah.
There you go.
What's coming up next week in the world of editorial? Sam, much planned? After you get back from London?
I will only say the Examiner is a lot of vindication. And something I've been working on for a long time. I'm very, 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 very happy about.
He had a celebration.
It's not to do with your favourite bus stop in Onken, is it?
No, but that is now facing towards Ramsey, funnily enough.
Okay. But it is along the lines of transport.
Yeah.
I gave you a very big clue there, so... Okay. We're not going to... Don't give any more.
Okay, and Jess, less transport news for you, or...?
Oh, yeah. I give all transport news to that guy over there. I'm working on... So there's a group that are going to be walking from Peel to Douglas at night to raise the profile of homelessness in the
island.
So that's one of my pieces that I'm working on.
So we've got that to look forward to next week. If anyone wants to get in touch with us, you can get us on social media at IOM News Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. And of course, you can get all of our digital editions on iomtoday.co.im and just click digital editions.
Bye for now.